Hey everybody, and welcome back to Some Dumb Gaijin. Bum bum bleh. And I like that. Bum bum bleh. Maybe we'll start with that for now on. Nah. But anyways, yeah, so the Christmas time is over. We survived, kind of. Those of you that are away from your family and you didn't get to see them this year, man, this is probably the worst Christmas of your life, but we're still alive, and that's all that matters. Alright, so for today's episode, getting right into it, just right into it. Someone on the channel was asking to hear more about teaching in Japan. And I mentioned that a little bit earlier with one of my other videos. I don't think it made it onto my podcast about teaching at a Yankee junior high school in Japan. But actually, that was my second time teaching in Japan, actually. So let's go in a Wayne's World-like flashback and go diddle 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 diddle. And just go back to when I first came to Japan, I guess. So when I first came to Japan, I was a university student at Osaka Daigaku, or Osaka University. It was my third year of university, and I got the chance to go on an exchange program to come to Japan, which was my dream since I was like 4 years old or something crazy like that. And yeah, I came to Japan, and like on my first day of getting into my dorm, this old lady, this really like 80 years old or something, Japanese old lady came up to me and she's like, "Oh, you're gonna be my English teacher." And I was like, no, I'm going to university. And who are you? Why is there this old lady in my dorm? Is she some creepy reverse pedophile? Reverse pedophile? No, that's not a reverse pedophile, but you know what I mean. Some creepy old lady pedophile preying on the young foreigner meat that comes in her way. But actually, no. She turns out to be like this nice old lady that was in the neighborhood, and all the foreigners that came to this dorm, I guess she would get, yeah, the better looking ones to be her teacher. And this is kind of a weird thing in Japan. Like, older ladies want really good looking teachers to teach them English. Now in Japan, I teach a room of 8 ladies from like 70 to 90 or more. And more. And they're really cool, but yeah. They're pretty happy to have a ikemen, or a good-looking foreigner teacher. And they tell me all the time. But, you know, it's a compliment. But anyway, so back to the past. So this old lady, she, why I said that was, well, I'll get to that after. But, man, I'm horrible at telling stories, aren't I? No, I gotta warm up. So anyway, so she was my first student ever. She actually tried really hard. She learned from people all over the world, Finland, Germany, all this. But of course, a North American accent is what she wanted most. She gave really good money too. It was like $50, I think, for an hour. And then after that, she would always treat me to okonomiyaki, which is Osaka's most famous food. Like, they say it's like a vegetable pancake. And I guess that's like one of the only ways to describe it. Basically, it's, yeah, it's grill fried and it has like pork, squid. I gotta remember English words now. I'm forgetting them all the time. Pork, squid, some other meats, and then it's mostly like flour-based and cabbage. But it's really freaking good. With like sauce and seaweed on top. Just amazing Japanese food. One of my favorite Japanese food. So, I mean, you get $50 and then a $20 meal pretty much. So it was freaking really good for just normal teaching her English, which is basically having a conversation with her, telling her about your life in Japan and everything. And without going on too much on that, it was really cool. And when I left Osaka, she asked me to help her find another teacher. And I recommended this really cool Finnish guy. And she's like, "I saw him. He's too fat. Get somebody more better looking for me." I was like, "Oh shit. Okay. So it was about that." Oh, and I can't tell a story without saying the best part with her was, one time she invited me to Kabuki. I was like, "Oh, that's very kind of you. Yeah, sure, I'll go." And then I find out from another Japanese friend that saw my ticket she gave me. And she's like, "Holy shit, these are $300 tickets. Are you sure she just wants English?" And I was like, now I don't know. That's kind of creepy, isn't it? But she just, nothing weird. It was very cool. We just went and saw Kabuki and, looking back on it now, yeah, it was kind of like going on a date with a 90-year-old woman. But nothing creepy, so, you know, I survived. It was great. And I got to see one of the biggest kabuki plays ever in Japan, thanks to her. And, like, people from all over Japan, like, the best actors in kabuki would come. And I didn't understand a single word of it, but the visuals of it was just amazing. So, yeah, Awesome. That was my first time teaching in Japan. And then, of course, I taught at like a little school there as well when I was a university student. And that was fun too. But on to the next part. So, the biggest and largest chunk of my teaching experience in Japan was teaching for the JET program, which anyone that wants to be a teacher in Japan, JET program is probably the most desired program for becoming a teacher in Japan. They have the highest pay, they have the best schools, and they treat you really, 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 really well. So I applied for that and I was lucky enough to get into that, and I did 2.5 years at a Yankee Junior High School in Gunma Prefecture. Can I say that? Yeah, I didn't say the school name, so safe. I can't tell you the school name because I don't know, things always come back to haunt you, Twitter profiles of famous people. So yeah, I'll leave it at that. And that was an experience. So if you're on YouTube, check out my other video about teaching at a Yankee Junior High School because I don't want to get too much into it here. But basically, where all the other, and even though JET program is like the best like teaching program to get into, I somehow got stuck with like a notoriously bad, I don't even like to say bad, but troubled student school. And from the first day I got there, it was insane. So I had two guys throwing balls around the school during school time, and the teachers chasing them all over. And like you're saying, that's not bad. Kids in my school are having knives and guns. Well, we don't have knives and guns really in Japan, so this is like the worst Japanese kids kit. And when I say a Japanese biker gang too, you think, oh shit, they're like beating the crap out of students and tying them up by the legs and dragging them down the road? Not exactly. So Japan's pretty tame compared to the West, but it was stressful nonetheless. And when I went into this school, all the people around me were like, oh, my first day was wonderful. The kids drew anime pictures of me, and oh, the kids were like, you're so beautiful, or oh, you're so cool. And my kids, from the first freaking day, it was a pain. But eventually, I won their hearts and became the great teacher Onizuka, or great teacher of the school. And as I was doing that, I taught at a bar as well, teaching some locals and having some crazy adventures. But the next biggest place I taught at, I think, was after Gunma, I went to Tokyo to continue and level up my skills as a comedian and level up my skills as a martial artist, because I was doing both those, Japanese comedy and being a martial artist. Trying to turn pro in both, but then eventually went into comedy. But when I moved into Tokyo, I had no job. The JET program screwed me out of my job, or I shouldn't say the JET program, it was the person in charge of me. Basically, he told me that I was okay for another year at my school, and then he tells me like 3 months before my contract's up, sorry, but we don't think that you're gonna get renewed again. And I was like, well, damn, I'm living in a house that you guys gave me that you're booting me out of, and I don't have a job lined up, so what do I do? So I had to search for another job, move to Tokyo, and I ended up working at a nursery, teaching English, half teaching English, half changing diapers, and preparing myself for fatherhood, I guess. But that was interesting. Never changed a diaper before, but yeah, that's what I did for, I think, 4 months until I found my next job, which was another teaching job at a place called, which one was it? GABA, I think. And I got in a really cool place. A lot of people don't like GABA. I actually had a pretty good experience with them because I was teaching Japanese actors. I taught the guy who sang the Dragon Ball theme song, Chala, hey, Chala. He was my student. Amazing, crazy, just super cool guy. I taught the Japanese actress that was in the Wolverine movie, and she was super cool. And I taught Sono Shion, who is the director of many amazing Japanese films like Ai no Mudake or Love Exposure. He was my student many times, an amazing, talented guy. And some dark stuff too that I probably shouldn't talk about. I hope that muttering was good enough on my microphone that I don't give a shit. But you know, whatever. Fuck everybody. I don't give a shit if I get a shit, because what are you gonna do? Yeah. And that was amazing. I met a lot of cool people. It was fun. It was so fun meeting all these different people. I met people in the tech industry. I met people in this. I met a Japanese kid that grew up liking hockey, so he knew more about NHL than me. And as a Canadian, damn, did he school me. But I was happy to hear that Japanese people really love culture from all around the world. And then I got into where I am last was teaching English to the staff of Hilton Hotel. And that is one of my favorite teaching jobs as well, because not only do I get to meet all these young, bright, cool people, but I got to teach them in a way that I got learned and formulated over the years. And they're just like, you're the funnest teacher ever. We're having an amazing time. We don't need English anymore. We are fluent in English, but we want to keep coming to your class, kind of thing. And I also taught at Ryoku Gaisha. I always have to say that because I forget the English now. I'm too long in Japan. Travel agency. That's it. And that was interesting because before Corona happened, they were talking about me taking a group of, and this is like the older Japanese ladies I talked about previously. They're my students here. So taking them to Canada and the, excuse me there. Got the burps coming up. Great Christmas dinner. I would take them to Canada and show them around Canada while speaking in English, because I'm an English teacher, not a tour guide. And they would pay for my flight back to Canada and hotel and everything. And I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And bam, right in the chin, Corona hits me and screws up my life. Damn you, Corona, for taking my free tickets back home. Because if anyone has heard me talk about it before, 8, 9 years in Japan now, and I've only been back to Canada one time. So, yeah, I miss my family. And with teaching now, I'm going to get into some good stuff, because probably just watching me talk here is not all as entertaining as I'd like it to be. But through my travel, oh, and that's what I forgot. One of the coolest teaching jobs I had was after the JET program, I got into another company called Nova. And they had a special, program called National Relief Teacher or something. So basically, when foreigners can't take it and they want to leave and go back home and leave all the students and schools stranded, or they sleep with a teacher and she gets pregnant and they run off back to America, true story, I heard, or, you know, they kill themselves, which foreigners kill themselves in Japan because they can't take the culture, all this dark shit. Whenever that happens, they need a teacher with fucking balls. And that's when I came in, because I was like, I'm the fucking best teacher in Japan and nothing scares me. So I went and they would call me out of Tokyo and they would move me all around Japan. For example, I went to Nagano, I went to Kyushu, and I went to Yamaguchi Prefecture, and I stayed at each of those for 2 to 3 months teaching at like 4 to 6 schools. And basically they gave me a rental car, they gave me a place to stay at. So once the weekend hit, I got to travel and see places around Japan that I've never even seen before. So, for example, when I was in Inashi, I got to meet a very cool lady who ran like around the school and helped the foreigners get used to Nagano. And I saw her son and everything. And I think I taught her son. I can't remember. My memory is just fading away. And she was super cool. She helped me out. And I got this from her when I left. So I guess that was 2015 in March. So I told her that I liked the anime Hokuto no Ken. So she put that on there for me, and I got messages from a couple of students. And if you can see here on YouTube, if you're looking, you can see what she thought of me. Oh yeah. I don't think I'm that muscular or bodybuilder-ish, but I guess in Japan, this is pretty heavy-duty stuff. And you can see, I'm gonna have to blur it out if I edit this, but there's a bunch of the kids and the teachers there, some of the foreigner teachers there that I met, that we did Tanabata, which is a Japanese festival where they use bamboo shoots and soba noodles run down from it, and you gotta pick it up with chopsticks. For kids, they put chocolate and candies down it. It's a very fun Japanese holiday and tradition. And basically, yeah, they just filled it with nice Japanese comments to me. It was fun playing soccer with you. I want to see you again. And then one boy told me. And what was it? Osaka-jin no tomodachi ni aite ureshikatta na. Oh, that's from her, Sayaka. That was her name. She's like, because I lived in Osaka, and she was actually from Osaka too. So she was like, it's so fun meeting you from Osaka and hearing you talk about Osaka culture and everything. We had a barbecue, so they put a barbecue thing there. Anyways, just very kind things. And in my school days as well, in the Yankee school, I was known to grab all their origami and things they were making. So this is actually one of my favorite things. If you can see that on there. They made like an origami of a ghost, and I've never seen that really in Japan. So I was like, okay, it's class, I have to take it from you. Sorry, buddy. But I was like, damn, this is pretty cool. Can I keep it? And the kid was like, oh yeah, sure. So I got to keep that. This is really weird. I don't know why I keep all this stuff. But this was from another trouble kid called Seika. And I think that was from when I was in Osaka in 2010. And I taught this one time at this like little teaching thing to get some, you know, money because I was a student and I wanted to travel and blah, blah, blah. And this one kid was just off the walls and horrible to everyone. And then at the very end, he made this for just me. And he was just like, you were the best one. This is for you. I was like, Seiya! Or Seika! And then he gave me that. And I was like, man, he's not bad. It's not bad. And then from teaching at that junior high school, I got things like these. So if you teach at a school and it's your like final day, the kids will present you with all these presents. And it's just filled with like beautiful notes and like thank you letters from all of them. My camera's not focusing on it, is it? Let's see if I can get this in there. Whatever. You don't need to see it all. But basically, Joshua, thank you so much. We enjoyed your class. And some of my Yankee students even gave me messages, which made me happy because you'd think, I'm pretty sure they said, yeah, fuck that. But then they thought, it's Joshua. Okay, I'll write it for him. Some really talented students. So they did ninja with a bunch of throwing stars here in origami. Very, like, not all of them were Yankee. Some of them were very smart and bright and cool and nice. And a lot of them wrote me some nice messages. And then, of course, when I was teaching the younger kids, like kindergarten and that, there was a Halloween time, and they're like, Joshua, we want you to dress up. We'll make you a mask and everything. And they made me this Anpanman mask, Japanese famous superhero for kids. And, of course, when a foreigner with white looking like this, I'm Anpanman! Some girls cried. Some girls were pretty sad about that. And as you can see here, it's freaking flat. And I have a huge foreigner nose, not a tiny little Japanese nose. I got a big, huge, gaunchin white person nose. So my nose was like poking out this thing. And I had it on for like an hour. And man, did my nose hurt afterwards. But everything I basically told you, that's kind of like teaching from kindergarten all the way to 90 years old is my experience in Japan in the past 9 years or so. And so many great memories. All these little things most people just throw away, but I can't throw it away. I feel like a hoarder, but every little thing, even this stupid little airplane just reminds me of this kid that was so troublesome. But then he made me a gift. He didn't have to. Maybe he was forced, but there was a little bit of love in there. And you gotta be thankful for that. So I hope I answered all of your questions about teaching in Japan. Yeah, if anyone wants to teach in Japan, totally recommend it. Even the Yankee school, which everyone's like, oh my god, I can't believe you taught in that. Must have been hell. Oh my god, how horrible. Those kids are horrible. Nah, they're not horrible. They're just misunderstood. And it pisses me off that even the Japanese teachers kind of thought like that. Like, Japanese teachers would joke to me in the back and they would just be like, yeah, don't worry, Josh, they'll end up working at a convenience store. And I was just like, you know, fuck you, man. Because some of these kids, one of the teachers were teaching me, were abused by their parents. They were, they had no parents. Their parents died. They were being bullied and all this stuff. So it's like, yeah, they were kind of bad. And some of them were rude, like really rude to me. Some of them would kick me and shit. and they would ride their bikes on the school ground, and, you know, they're bad, but they're just troubled kids. And when the teachers were like, oh, they'll never amount to anything, I was like, they're probably going to be amazing fucking comedians or artists or musicians and things. And I always try to encourage them and have fun with them. Even in school, I got trouble from the other Japanese teachers because they're like, you're supposed to be a teacher. You should be teaching them more. And I was like, no, they're supposed to be having fun because this is school and they're making friends and this is their first time learning about Canada and a Canadian teacher. So let them have fun. And like I said, eventually won their hearts, and the baddest kids that wouldn't come to class ended up coming to English class. And then those kids also ended up only listening to me because I didn't treat them like an object or a tool. I treated them like a human being. And that's kind of one of the problems with Japanese teachers in Japan and one of the amazing things that foreigners can do as teachers in Japan. So, yeah, 90% of my students still follow me on Instagram and Facebook, and it's awesome. I love seeing them grow up, and I got a lot of good memories with them. So if you teach in Japan, no matter what you teach, from kindergarten to adults or from troubled students to perfect Einstein students, it's all fun. And if they're really, really willing to learn, that's great. But if they don't do their homework and they don't really care, be a friend. Because no matter who they are or what age they are, people can always use more friends. And being in another country, you have so much to teach them about your country and how it's run there. Living in Japan, meeting Koreans, I was so surprised that at 18 they have to join the army. I had a Korean once when I lived in Osaka. We were pretty good friends, and he just was drinking with me one day and started crying and hugged me. And he was like, Josh. And I was like, what's wrong, man? And he's like, I got to go back to Korea. I'm going to miss everyone. And I was like, oh, why do you have to go back to Korea? He's like, I got to go to the war. I don't want to kill my fellow Koreans. And I was like, damn, I don't know what to say to you, man. I'm Canadian. We're peacekeepers. We barely go to war. And your mind opens, man, because Japan is like such a global hub. I met people all around the world, all these different experiences, and it all came from teaching English. So, yeah, if you want to teach English in Japan, it's really cool. And if any of you have more questions, just send comments on the YouTube channel on this one. And thank you guys for listening about teaching in Japan. In other news that I should just shout out really quick, I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas, even though Corona is horrible and it kind of sucked. I don't know about anyone else, but this was the most depressing Christmas I ever had. I was super bummed out, but you know what? It's gonna get better. So I just bit my lip and was like, stop being a little bitch, JJ, and chill. Santa Claus is coming to town, motherfucker. And yeah. I hope everyone else had that strength. I mean, to other people, it could be a lot harder, and we just got to be considerate about other people. I'm like half PC, half badass in this podcast today, aren't I? And, other than that, I'm excited to be going back to Canada. I feel like I did my part in Japan, and I had my many adventures, and as a stand-up comedian, I feel that in the West is the best. The West Coast is the best coast. No. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm planning my trip back to Canada, so this is the last time you're going to be seeing this backdrop, probably. And then when I get back to Canada, I might start up my studio, better mics, better cameras, my rapper badass friend who was in Guma with all my crazy adventures, Sean, is going to be joining the podcast, hopefully. And you can also meet my crazy cousin, Corey, who, we've had a weird and interesting and messed up movie-worthy life, the two of us. So he'll probably be talking about aliens and Bigfoot. But yeah, it'll be fun. So yeah, I really expect big things from this. And I still think that I have a lot more cooler stuff to create. So looking forward to that. And thank you all for tuning in and watching in. This was Some Dumb Gaijin, and I was your host, JJ, and many, many more fun adventures to come. And if you guys love my stuff, please share it, spread the word, and I will be probably putting out two podcasts soon. The same podcast, just two times a week. because I love talking with all you motherfuckers, and I hope you motherfuckers love me. So, yeah, enjoy your rest of your holidays. If you're in Asia, like me, in Japan, where New Year's is a huge, big-ass thing, and that's also going to be similar to Christmas, hang in there, enjoy what you can, and man, I gotta get a haircut, don't I? I got major freaking hat hair right now. Yeah, that was totally off topic. But anyways, guys, enjoy. Thank you for tuning in. This is only a half hour. I want to start making an hour ones, but I need more guests. I need more guests, people. So anyways, guys, thank you so much. See you next time. This was Some Dumb Gudgeon, and I am your host, JJ. Peace.